GCSE Sociology Podcast, Impact of Social Policy on Families.
Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Sociology Study Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most exam-relevant topics in the Families Unit, the impact of social policy on families. Now, this topic is absolutely crucial because it appears across multiple question types in your AQA exam, from the 4-mark Identify and Explain questions, right through to the 12-mark Evaluation Essays. And here's the thing. Examiners are looking for candidates who can do more than just list policies. They want you to analyze how legislation has actually shaped family structures in the UK and to apply different sociological perspectives to evaluate these changes. Today, we'll cover the key policies you absolutely must know, the sociological perspectives that interpret them differently, and most importantly, how to use this knowledge to earn top marks in your exam. So grab your notes and let's dive in. Let's start with the fundamental concept. What is social policy? In sociology, social policy refers to government legislation and state intervention that directly affects family life. These aren't just abstract laws, they're concrete acts of parliament that have transformed how families are structured, how they function, and what forms are considered legitimate in society. The first major policy you need to know is the Divorce Reform Act of 1969. Before this act, divorce was extremely difficult to obtain in the UK. You had to prove matrimonial offense, things like adultery or cruelty, but the 1969 Act introduced the concept of irretrievable breakdown as grounds for divorce. Now here's what's crucial for your exam. This act didn't cause people to want divorce, it made divorce legally accessible. And the sociological impact? A dramatic increase in divorce rates, which in turn led to a rise in lone parent families and reconstituted or blended families. When you're writing about this in an exam, make that distinction clear. The act facilitated social change. It didn't create the desire for it. Next, the Equal Pay Act of 1970. This legislation made it illegal to pay women less than men for the same work. The sociological impact here is fascinating. Feminists argue that this act, combined with other equality legislation, enabled more women to become financially independent. This contributed to the rise of dual-earner households and gave women more power within relationships, including the power to leave unsatisfactory marriages. However, and this is great evaluation material, feminists also point out that despite this act, women still face the triple shift: paid work, domestic labor, and emotional labor. So the act was a step forward, but it didn't eliminate gender inequality within families. Now, let's jump forward to 2004, the Civil Partnership Act. This act gave same-sex couples the right to enter into legal civil partnerships, granting them similar rights to married couples in areas like inheritance, pensions, and parental responsibility. The sociological significance? This was the state legitimizing same-sex families. It recognized that family diversity exists and deserves legal protection. Then, in 2013, the Marriage, Same-Sex Couples Act went even further, allowing same-sex couples to marry, not just enter civil partnerships. This is a perfect example of how social policy can reflect and reinforce changing social attitudes. Now, here's where sociological perspectives come in, and this is essential for evaluation marks. Different perspectives interpret these policies very differently. Functionalists and the New Right tend to support policies that promote the traditional nuclear family. They argue that the nuclear family, with married heterosexual parents and their children, is the best structure for socializing children and maintaining social stability. The New Right, particularly sociologist Charles Murray, criticizes welfare policies for creating what he calls perverse incentives. Murray argues that generous welfare benefits for single parents create a nanny state that encourages welfare dependency and the formation of lone parent families, which he sees as problematic. So when you're evaluating in an exam, you can use Murray's concept of perverse incentives to argue that some policies may have unintended negative consequences. On the other hand, feminists and postmodernists take a completely different view. Feminists argue that many traditional policies reinforced patriarchal family structures and that reforms like the Equal Pay Act and the Divorce Reform Act have empowered women and challenged male dominance. Postmodernists celebrate policies that recognize family diversity, like the Civil Partnership Act and the Marriage, Same-Sex Couples Act. They argue that in postmodern society, there's no single correct family form. People should have choice and fluidity in how they structure their personal relationships. Right, let's talk about how to use this knowledge to maximize your marks. First, the most common mistake I see. Students confuse social policy with general social norms or values. Remember, social policy means specific legislation. So don't write vague statements like, society became more accepting of divorce. Instead, write the Divorce Reform Act 1969 made divorce legally accessible by introducing irretrievable breakdown as grounds, which contributed to the rise in divorce rates and the increase in lone parent and reconstituted families. Second mistake, asserting that policies caused changes rather than facilitated them. The Divorce Reform Act didn't make people want divorce. It made it legally possible for those who already wanted it. This shows sophisticated sociological thinking. Third, failing to distinguish between the Civil Partnership Act 2004 and the Marriage, Same-Sex Couples Act 2013. These are two different pieces of legislation with different impacts. Know both and know the dates. Now, exam technique. For discuss how far questions, which are worth 12 marks, you must explicitly address the extent of the impact in your conclusion. Don't just describe policies, evaluate how much they've actually changed family structures. Use phrases like to a large extent or to a limited extent and justify your judgment. Also, always use the item provided in the exam. The item is a short source that gives you a starting point. Quote from it and link it to sociological concepts. This demonstrates AO2 application skills, which are worth 40% of your marks. And remember, timing. Allocate approximately 1 minute per mark. So for a 4-mark question, spend about 4 minutes. For a 12-mark question, spend about 12 minutes. Don't overwrite on the shorter questions. Save your time for the essays. Okay, quickfire recall time. Pause after each question and test yourself. 1. What year was the Divorce Reform Act passed? The answer is 1969. 2. What concept did it introduce as grounds for divorce? The answer is irretrievable breakdown. 3. Which sociologist is associated with the concept of perverse incentives in welfare policy? The answer is Charles Murray. 4. What's the difference between the Civil Partnership Act 2004 and the Marriage, Same-Sex Couples Act 2013? The Civil Partnership Act allowed same-sex civil partnerships. The Marriage Act allowed same-sex marriage. 5. What do feminists mean by the triple shift? It means paid work, domestic labor, and emotional labor that women perform. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those specific points. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the key social policies that have shaped UK families: the Divorce Reform Act 1969, the Equal Pay Act 1970, the Civil Partnership Act 2004, and the Marriage, Same-Sex Couples Act 2013. We've explored how different sociological perspectives interpret these policies, from the new rights concern about welfare dependency to the postmodernist celebration of family diversity. Remember, in your exam, you need to do 3 things. Cite specific legislation with dates, analyze the sociological impact on family structures, and evaluate using different perspectives. Do that, and you'll be well on your way to top marks. Keep practicing, keep reviewing, and remember, sociology isn't just about memorizing facts. It's about understanding how society works and how policies shape our lives. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next podcast.